It is a Christmas dance tradition like no other. The Nutcracker returns to Ballet Arizona for its holiday residence with the Phoenix Symphony Hall. The New York Times has called the production one of the top three in the country, and it includes hundreds of Arizona's best ballet dancers. As KJZZ's Phil Latzman found out, the performances are all about the kids, both girls and boys, looking for a special place to fit in.
It can seem overwhelming. Scores of children, all between the ages of 7 and 13, each between 4'5" and 5 feet tall, have taken over at Ballet Arizona's downtown Phoenix studios. It's up to Maria Simonetta to keep them in line.
Most of the kids love to go on stage, but not all of them love to rehearse. Let's be frank about it.
Simonetta is Ballet Arizona's rehearsal director.
They learn how to be disciplined, they learn how to focus, they learn how to commit to things, and that is something that is priceless, and I don't think they can get everywhere they go for a recreational activity.
And this just isn't any ordinary ballet production.
It helps people learn about ballet through the holiday. Otherwise, I don't know that many people, if it wasn't for the Nutcracker, I don't know if that many people will go see ballet.
Up to 80 dancers at once, with literally hundreds of moving parts on stage, the Nutcracker is also one of the hardest productions to put on. Not to mention that as many as 50 of the performers on stage are children from all across the state.
Are you nervous?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Children like Haley Brown, Ella Waits, and Paige Chapman.
I really want people to see like how much fun ballet can be and how hard it is.
I've been going to watch Ballet Arizona's Nutcracker since I was really little, and I've been dancing since I was really little, and so I've always wanted to be in it, so it's just really fun.
It brings like lots of joy to younger kids who like look up to ballerinas because like that's what they want to do. So like it makes me feel good when I perform because I feel like I'm like making kids happy.
For 12-year-old Michaela Paltzik of Phoenix, the ballet made especially for children is a family tradition.
I remember my mom was always telling us, like, when she was young, she would go and she would watch the Nutcracker. And so she always thought it was really special that, like, us as kids would be the people that were actually doing the dancing.
Anastasia Carson of Chandler will be front and center as the lead character, Clara. It's her fifth year as part of the production.
It's a little scary at times, like before a stage I get nervous, but when I go out there I just dance and it makes all the nervousness go away.
And it's not just about the ballerinas. There are also plenty of ballerinos in the room, like Osvaldo Escobar.
It could be for boys and girls, so people don't have to make fun of boys of doing ballet.
But in the sometimes cruel world of childhood, that's exactly what's happened to many of the boys.
There's a few certain people that have made fun of me in the past few years, and they've said, Ari, you're not allowed to do this because you're a boy.
12-year-old Ari Gettleson-Berry of Chandler is trying to take it in stride.
It really doesn't matter, but I would like people to know that I'm here and I'm not going to give up.
Male dancers have key roles in the production as toy soldiers, including the Nutcracker Prince, who magically transforms from toy to boy. That job belongs to 12-year-old Braden Farrell.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes, but it doesn't matter to me what they think or how they look at me.
The performance is also a tradition in Braden's household.
Yeah, lots of families come to the ballet. My family has been coming since before I was born. And now they're excited to see me in the show.
Maria Simonetti says it's about freedom to express themselves in ways they cannot in places like school.
Especially, I think, for boys, that's very important. And we support them 100%, you know. If this is what they like to do, we're here for them.
And the last word on the subject goes to 12-year-old Nicholas Ficaney of Phoenix.
In my old school, I was super self-conscious about it since all the other guys were doing stuff like playing football, and they would always make fun of me for doing ballet. But to be honest, if I was still there, I'd say, look at me now, how wrong you were.
In addition to the 150 kids already in the cast, this year Ballet Arizona is also offering a few lucky youths a chance to win walk-on roles in a special contest. The Nutcracker debuts at the Phoenix Symphony Hall on December 13th and runs through Christmas Eve. Reporting from Phoenix, Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.